The study was conducted by the National Women's Law Center, the parent organization that hosts Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. It analyzed roughly 3,300 requests for legal advice about workplace sex harassment. Requests came from all over the country, from workers in nearly every industry. Over 70% of applicants seeking legal help from Time's Up had already reported their sex harassment to someone, most to their employer. Troublingly, over a third of those people said nothing happened to their perpetrator, and over half reported retaliation for reporting the harassing behavior.
What we saw was that it frequently meant people being fired, people receiving poor performance evaluations, having their work product scrutinized, losing their shifts.
That's Sharon Tahani, director of Time's Up Legal Defense Fund.
And while this is horrible at any time, well, now that we're in a moment where there's such high unemployment and people are so worried about keeping their jobs, you can see that it becomes even harder for people to come forward.
59% of all individuals seeking legal help from Time's Up said they were low income. A fifth said the sexual harassment was damaging to their mental health, whether or not they experienced retaliation for speaking out about it. Time's Up was formed in 2018 after Me Too disclosures shook the nation, and hundreds of thousands of female farm workers wrote a letter of solidarity with dozens of women accusing film producer Harvey Weinstein of sexual harassment and abuse. Historically, both agriculture and domestic work were at one time synonymous with the coerced labor of enslaved black people. In California, it's mostly low-income immigrants who do that work. Nurj Enriquez works with domestic workers at Filipino Advocates for Justice. She says her clients fear retaliation because many are undocumented immigrants. One of her clients was raped on the job.
I'm not going to name her, but she kept it all in. She didn't say anything until there was a big case that was filed against the employer that like made the news, basically. And she was sought by the investigators because she used to work there to give her testimony. And that was the only time she actually said that she was raped. She told us that she felt lucky that she was able to just say it out loud. But if that never happened, she would have just stayed quiet about what happened to her.
The United States Equal Employment Opportunity Commission found in 2016 that roughly 3 out of 4 people failed to file a complaint, quote, because they fear disbelief of their claim, inaction on their claim, blame, or social or professional retaliation, unquote. However, legislative action to change that has been hard going in California. A recent push to win basic labor protections for domestic workers, SB 1257, was approved by the state legislature, but was ultimately vetoed last month by Governor Gavin Newsom. That law would have provided health and safety protections for domestic workers, including all instances of abuse. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.